You're listening to SBS News.
Renewable energy advocates are pushing for a green-led economic recovery after Treasurer Josh Frydenberg confirmed the nation's first recession in almost three decades. Australian Bureau of Statistics figures showed Australia's gross domestic product fell 7% in the June quarter, the largest quarterly fall on record. It also confirmed a 0.3% drop in GDP in the March quarter, meaning the nation has had two consecutive quarters of negative growth, the common definition of a recession. But in a serendipitous environmental boost, COVID-19 restrictions have helped push down Australia's carbon emissions to pre-2000 levels. In late August, Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor said although figures still need to be confirmed, coronavirus restrictions had substantially reduced emissions to their lowest level since 1998. Renewable energy advocates such as Chris Barfoot, a project manager at La Trobe Community Power, says it's a golden opportunity for Australia and the world to see the tangible benefits of lower emissions.
There's actually a great chance actually to see what life is like with less emissions. So we're actually seeing things like in India where you can suddenly see the Himalayas, where seas are running clear in Venice. We're seeing the benefit of the change. But it is not sustainable. You are right. Once everyone returns to work, everything happens, we will go back largely to our old way. But it's a really great indicator to say, wow, if we made this change, this is what could be sustainable. And this is where we have this chance. And I think it's a chance we should be grabbing.
Mr. Barfoot helps manage community-owned renewable energy projects in the regional areas of Ballarat, Bendigo and the Latrobe Valley. Supported by the Victorian Government, Latrobe Community Power is what's called a community power hub that brings locals together to develop community-owned and operated renewable energy projects. He says in the Latrobe Valley, for example, where communities have been very coal-reliant, there is an opportunity to boost the economy through the development of wind, solar, battery storage and other technologies.
To me, this should all be about two main things. Firstly, it's got to be about cutting power prices. And as you cut power prices, you make your industries more competitive, and that means more jobs and more opportunities for people. The second part of it is we need to push into manufacture. At the moment, there is nobody making solar cells, for example, outside of China and Taiwan. So why wouldn't we pick up a system there to actually produce solar cells inside Australia? Same again when it comes to things like offshore wind. The actual turbines and that, everything is made overseas. We need to bring that manufacturing back into Australia, and that is what brings in the jobs.
Last month, the chief economist for the United Nations, Elliot Harris, urged Australia to prioritise climate action over fossil fuels in its coronavirus recovery, saying he could think of no stake higher than the climate crisis. Mr. Harris is helping lead the UN's development of policy advice for nations grappling with the pandemic. He said developed nations like Australia must be willing to make difficult decisions and prioritise a green recovery, adding that the COVID crisis showed that governments were capable of massive, ambitious, unorthodox interventions. Bruce Mountain is an economist at the Victoria Energy Policy Centre. He believes Australia is up to the challenge. It just needs government policies in place to encourage more investment.
In terms of the size of the challenge from a technology perspective, it will be a big change. But it's eminently doable, and there are many parts of the world, regions and countries that have already embarked on this in large measure. And indeed, in large parts of Australia, we have been building wind and solar production and batteries. We know how to do it, and the task is to scale it up and to create the advantage in doing it well. And then in the service and export industries, which would allow us to sell our expertise in this in other countries that will be following in the same path.
The Business Council of Australia says for companies, reducing their carbon footprint is an issue being thought about widely, with businesses considering lower emissions in terms of risk management, brand management and competition. The head of the Business Council of Australia has urged the federal government to adopt the goal of net zero emissions by 2050, adding long-term bipartisan support would unlock investment for renewable energy initiatives. Professor John Quiggin, an economist at the University of Queensland, Queensland says the right employment and environmental policies are the best way out of the recession.
Well, essentially it's a matter of the government reversing its current stance, which has really been, at the federal level, entirely hostile to renewables, even to the point of absurdities like the study for a coal-fired power station in Collinsville. I mean, everybody understands that's not going to happen, but we're still appeasing people whose ideas are driven by essentially culture war ideas. If the government decided to, we could easily manage an acceleration of the transition, more ambitious goals for decarbonisation. That in turn would lay the basis for electrification of the vehicle fleet and decarbonisation by 2050.
The Morrison government has not committed to a 2050 emissions reduction goal, while Labor supports aiming for net zero by then. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.